You know, in this league, anytime you can come away with a win, that's the objective. And today was, you know, a hard-fought game for us. We kept battling the entire time. You know, we would have liked to have done some things differently, some things better. But at the end of the day, a win's a win. When you go on the road in this league and get it done, that's rewarding.
What happened on the interception in the end zone after you all, you may have thought you had to move your touchdown?
Yeah, just, you know, a situation on fourth down where, you got to take a shot into the end zone. You know, our first read kind of on the outside wasn't there, so I went back and tried to make a throw to Jacob. You know, obviously would have liked to have made a better throw. But, you know, it's one of those situations on a fourth down, you got to give it a chance.
Talk about Devontae's play. He's been producing running and catching.
I think Devontae's played awesome. He really has, and he played awesome again today. You know, he's a guy that's his confidence is, you know, growing every week. And I think our offensive line's confidence is growing every week. I think they've done a great job blocking for him. And again, I think he had another 100-yard rushing game today. So really proud of him and really happy with the way he's played.
Roddy said you guys are in a funk offensively. You know, how do you get out of that funk? And I know that Kyle Shanahan talked about working on getting some of those kinks out. Going into this game?
Yeah, I think it's one of those, you know, obviously when you don't score, and we're like 33% or something like that on third downs, and or maybe a little bit higher, but and then 1 of 3 when we were in the red zone. To me, to get out of those things and to score more points, you have to convert more third downs, and when we have opportunities in the red zone, we've got to score touchdowns. We had a chance on fourth down, I think, maybe in the first half where we went for it. Around midfield and didn't get it done. We've got to convert there to get more points. And then, obviously, when we got the ball on the 1 yard line, we've got to get it in.
What happened on the screen pass?
I made a poor play. You know, I give credit to them. They did a good job on the screen. I just got to find a lane to get it to Devontae.
A lot of times on fourth and one down there, you guys, I don't think you have a wide receiver on the field. Play action fake.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd love to have somebody wide open in that fourth down situation. Credit to them. They defended it well. I thought it was a good call. You know, they defended it well, and you know, we didn't get the job done.
How much of this funk can you all attribute to the holding penalty, the blocking in the back, just, you know, some penalties that are kind of slowing you all down?
There's a lot of reasons, you know, why you get off schedule. Some of them are penalties. Some of it's lack of execution. You know, we've got to clean it up across the board. Too many penalties, you know, turnovers, those kind of things, not executing on third down. Those are things that I feel like we can be better at, and hopefully we will be moving forward.
Dante told me that he prepares for practice and games in the same way. Have you seen anything that he does in his preparation that kind of has made him be so successful consistently every week?
Well, I think he's consistent day to day. He has been since he's gotten here. You know, he practices hard. He really does. And he's practiced hard since the first time I met him. That's kind of the guy that he's been since day one. And I think he's improved because of that. And, you know, I think he's going to be a great player for us for a long time.
Nick Williams is a guy who seems to kind of come out of nowhere this year. You know, Hankerson goes down early in this game. How big is it to have someone like him who can step up and get you those first downs?
Yeah, it's huge. In those kind of situations, when you have guys go down, you have to have that next man up mentality, and Nick came in and he made a couple huge plays for us in this game, and you know, he's been a guy that's been reliable for us the entire year and has done a great job.
There was a third and long after the half where they sent pretty much everybody, and one of the somebody's at your feet, and you still looked up and threw it to Julio, and he made one of his typical plays. Is that just, you know, he can do that, and you think we're going to take this chance?
Absolutely. You know, he's a guy that when they send everybody, obviously he's going to be singled up. And I don't care who it is in this league. You know, when he's singled up, I always feel like that's an advantage for us because he's such a great player. And when you can just put the ball in his vicinity, he seems to make a play every time. So he's a guy he's a stud. And, you know, he's playing great.
This one, he kind of, I don't know if you saw it because you were probably laying down. he got the ball, and then to make sure he kept the ball, he like raised it up even higher. And it's like, who can do that?
He can. You know, he's one of the few guys that can make the kind of plays that he can make. It's fun to be around that and, you know, to be able to play with a guy like that.
What's your mindset when they're driving and you see the rookie get the interception? They're thinking, hey, they might get a field goal. We got to stay ready, or, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In that situation, you know, my preparation is for, all right, if we get the ball back and, you know, we need to get a field goal, what are we thinking? What plays are we thinking, depending on the time frame that we have? And you're kind of always going through that mental checklist on the sideline. I know Kyle was going through the same thing. And, you know, I think that's the only way to kind of handle those situations, just to be prepared for whatever you have to do next.
Therese's a guy you've seen in practice this year. How big is it to see an undrafted free agent come in and make such a big play so early in his career?
I love, you know, when you see guys take advantage of an opportunity. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, came in and turned heads kind of during the offseason, during, during preseason, really. And I think he's a guy that has played really well on special teams for us. And then, you know, that kind of leads, that's the trend for guys that come in when they're young. You know, they make plays on special teams, and then all of a sudden, you know, they find their way onto offense or defense. And, you know, he came up with a huge play today. I'm really happy for him.